the bull in the china closet. If they knew that we were at the courthouse in downtown Manhattan and had just got married, they would be fucked up over it.
I told you I wanted to wait, babe, she sniffled. Look at me, she complained.
What do I always tell you? She wiped her face and recited what I always told her.
My name may be Winner, but you're the real winner because I'm your prize, she repeated.
So why are you tripping? As she fixed her makeup, I swooped her hand in mine and left the chapel before the next couple came in. Winner deserved the best wedding money could buy, and eventually, I wanted to give that to her. She deserved to have everything that she wanted and to have her father walk her down the aisle. Right now, I had to grind to get her that, and I had no problem making that shit happen. Her brothers didn't fuck with me, and that was perfectly fine. A lot of people don't fuck with people, but long as the respect is there, I can deal with that. It killed Winner that she couldn't have her entire family here today, and I just wanted to make her feel better.
Is that?
Her voice trailed off as a black Suburban pulled up in front of the courthouse and her brother Uzi hopped out. It didn't matter that it was the afternoon traffic and horns were blowing because he decided to stop traffic. Don't tell me you did what the fuck you did, he barked as I stood with my hands in my pockets. Uzi scared everybody in the streets, except me. This man was a man like me and bled the same way I did. He wasn't invincible and damn sure wasn't flying around this bitch like a superhero, so why the fuck should I fear him?
Uzi, right now isn't the time or place, Winner said, jumping in front of me like she was trying to protect me from him.
What the fuck do you mean this isn't the time or place, Win? You were supposed to be home or some shit, he complained and pulled her by the arm. Snatching her arm back, she stared at him with tears in her eyes.
I love Quan Parrish. If you can't respect that, then you don't respect me.
Uzi didn't give a shit about all that she had said. He grabbed a hold of her arm again and dragged her down a few steps. Winner, you're 20 years old. What the fuck you know about love? This nigga my fucking age, he barked toward me. Stepping forward, I was about to address the situation, but Winner's eyes told me otherwise. She was practically begging me to step back. The heart knows what the heart wants. Let me ask you something, Uzi. Nigga, you can't ask me shit, but go ahead. Have you ever heard me out here doing wrong in your sister's name? Has she ever came home crying to you or all y'all's mother? Or has she been happy since we've been together? I don't have money, cars, and diamonds, but I know damn well I'm gonna die trying to give it to her.
Baby, you don't have to give me all those things.
Winner tried to pull away from her brother, but his grip was too tight. The hell he does. How about you tell me that when I'm footing that $1,000 shopping bill every week? He looked down at her. You don't have family, Qua, so you wouldn't understand. She's my little sis, and I can't just hand her off to you.
I'm not your property, Winner raised her voice. All of you think of me as some small piece of property when I'm a woman and capable of making my own decisions. In fact, I made my own decision this morning and married the love of my life.
If looks could kill, Uzi would have pulled out the gun on me I knew was tucked in the back of his jeans and pulled the trigger. I'm not even trying to hear none of that. He pulled her down the steps toward his truck.
Nah, you know, babe, I'll call you tonight.
Winner called back to me. What had me so tight was the fact that Uzi felt he could just do what he pleased, and I was supposed to be cool. Jaquel, Winner's other brother, wasn't too bad. He usually minded his own business unless Winner needed him. It was Uzi who felt the need to step in and run her life. I had hustled enough money to rent a hotel room to be together tonight. Winner and I had never fucked because she was a virgin. Never being the type to pressure a chick for pussy, we just vibed. We kissed and I ate her pussy a few times, but nothing more. And I was cool with that. When you met a chick that was the one, pussy was the last thing you were thinking about. Winner was more than fucking. She did something to me as a person. She made me a better person in the years since I'd met her. Who would have thought I would meet the love of my life at a pizzeria? Watching my wife be driven away, I shoved my hands into my pockets and started to walk to the train station a few blocks down. One day I was going to bring in enough money where women